Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am here with Jane Glasgow from the EVMS Minus 9 to 5 program. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great. So let's get right into it. What is this campaign about?
So the campaign that we're working on right now is one of many things that we are working on. But right now we are really highlighting the fact that springtime is the time to register for kindergarten, and that parents need to know. Oftentimes they don't think about registering for kindergarten until later in the summer or even early September when they're sending their first child off to kindergarten. So we have been working with all of the local school divisions to really highlight the need to register early and help parents know what they need and what the process is so that they can get the information and get their children registered and ready for kindergarten.
And how are you getting the word out to parents and guardians of the kindergarten age children?
So we have been, as I said, working with all five school divisions locally in South Hampton Roads. And we have a marketing campaign. We've been using social media. We've got posters and checklists for parents that are being put out around the community. We've had some billboards, some commercials about Countdown to Kindergarten. And we also will be putting out some yard signs in communities where parents may not know. So just as a reminder to say, hey, it's time to get ready and register.
Now, I know we're talking about the Minus 9 to 5 Countdown to Kindergarten campaign, but what is Minus 9 to 5 and how does it connect to this campaign specifically?
That is a great question. A lot of times people say Minus 9 to 5. What does that really mean?
Yeah.
And what it really means is that we're talking about school readiness in all aspects. So the idea that children, in order to get them ready for school when they're five, that it starts at the minus 9 to age 5. So as soon as somebody finds out they're pregnant, the things that they do, their medical care, their nutrition, those things, all of those are factors that impact children being ready for kindergarten. So Minus 9 to 5 is a collective impact initiative that brings the community together. And we're really about aligning and coordinating all of the programs and services that impact families from the time they find out they're pregnant till the time the child goes to school.
Okay.
So this registration is one piece, but we focus on health care, we focus on family supports, we focus on early learning environments, child care, we focus on the community and how that connects, as well as policy and advocacy. So this is one of many things that we work on around early childhood.
Why is it important for families to register early for kindergarten?
Well, it really sets the stage for your child's year. We want children to have some opportunity to start thinking about kindergarten. Parents can do some things to help their children transition to kindergarten. But really importantly, it lets the school know that the child's coming. As a former kindergarten teacher myself, there's nothing worse than on the first day of school or the second day of school, them showing up with a new kindergartner at your door, and their name isn't anywhere in the room. You don't have materials or supplies ready for them. And if it's a couple days into the school year, they've missed some of those really critical days in setting the stage for kindergarten. So, you know, it helps with getting materials ready. It helps making sure there's enough staff. You know, if 30 kindergartners register on the second day of school, that's an entire another class of kindergarten children. But it also impacts transportation. Just everything.
Trickle-down effect.
Yes. We want to be ready for them.
By when does a child have to turn 5 to be eligible to register?
So the cutoff date in Virginia is September 30th. So if your child will be 5 by September 30th, then they are eligible to go to kindergarten. Typically, children who are born after that date go to kindergarten the following year. Some school divisions do different things along that. I've always been of the perspective that when they're 5 by September 30th, they go to kindergarten, and if not, then they'll go in the next round. So,
where can parents get information about what school their child will be attending?
On our website, on the Minus 9 to 5 website, we have a page that gives a lot of information about kindergarten registration. We have links to all the school divisions. That can be found at ReadySetRegisterHR.org. And that will give you links to all of our school divisions, the local school divisions. It'll give you links to the paperwork that you need. But if they go to the school division website, then they can typically put their address in, and that will give them the specific school that their child will attend.
So I know you said a child has to be 5 by September 30th to be able to attend, register for right. kindergarten and whatnot. When should parents contact the school to begin registration?
Now. Time is now. Yeah. So all of the school divisions here locally in Southampton Roads have started their registration process. And so if you have not gotten any information, you can go to our website, the Ready, Set, Register, HR.org, and click on the link to the schools, get information there. You may need to contact the school directly to see what their hours and what their process is. Okay. But we have put as much information as we can on our on that website.
And what do parents need to do first to begin registering?
Well, the first thing that they're going to need to do is to get some paperwork together. And again, all of that's listed on our website. So really thinking about if you don't have your child's birth certificate, apply for that. And the link to do that is also on our website. Just trying to get everything handy and, mm-hmm. and easily accessible for parents. But just really thinking about getting all the paperwork together and preparing so that when you go to the school, you don't have to go back multiple times, hopefully.
Now, you mentioned mm-hmm. paperwork. Do you know off the top of your head what paperwork is needed to register your child?
I do. Each school division has their own individual registration packet, which can be found, again, through the links on the website. You'll need a proof of address, which can be a copy of an electric bill or a water bill, a lease for your mm-hmm. property. If you own your property, if it's a new property, a contract for sale, when you purchase the property, some type of proof of address. You'll need the school entrance physical form dated within 1 year, and that's what you're going to take to your pediatrician and get your physical.
Okay.
And so that form is available on our website as well. You can download it. A lot of times pediatricians have them. But if you take the form with you, then you can get it filled out. Right. You know, there's sometimes some challenge depending on when your child's birthday is. If they're not due for another physical until closer to the school year, mm-hmm. let the school know that you have that appointment and that you know that needs to be done. But that you can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Immunizations, you need a copy of the immunization showing that your child is up to date and adequately immunized for school, and that needs to be signed by your pediatrician, medical professional. You'll need a copy of your child's birth certificate. And again, the link to get Virginia birth certificates can be found at ReadySetRegister.org. If you are out of state, if your child was born out of state, we can, there's a link on there too that will take mm-hmm. you to each state, which will help you then apply for that birth certificate as well. And then the last thing that you'll want to make sure you take with you is parents' proof of ID. So just that, you know, who you are as mm-hmm. the parent. And then if there's any custody or legal paperwork, you might want to take that with you so the school can have a copy of that on hand as well.
So what if parents don't have everything they need at one time?
Typically, the schools will start files for you, and you know if you're waiting on the immunization or the physical form or the birth certificate. But it's always, to me, a good idea to get started. We often hear from parents that they say, "Yeah, I gathered the paperwork, and then I didn't have everything, and then I was missing some things that I had originally had." So our thought is, go ahead and go to the school and start.
Okay.
There, and then they'll also help you with what else you need to bring.
And how do parents find out about buses and other mm-hmm. important information about the school?
Right. So that information, the schools can give you some general information. Typically, bus information does not come out until about 2 weeks before the school year or even a week. A lot of times it's published in the newspapers, the mm-hmm. Clipper, the Beacon, the other local papers, but you can also find it on the school division's website. But again, another really important reason to make sure your child's registered early as they think about those bus routes and make sure that bus stops are lined up with where your child lives, especially with kindergartners who we don't want walking really long distances to the bus stop. So, but all that will be coming out shortly before school starts.
And when will parents know if their child has AM or PM kindergarten?
That's a really good question. And right now in Southampton Roads, there's some transition going on. A couple of our school divisions are expanding their full day programs. Mm-hmm. So if your child is still going to a school that has morning or afternoon, typically the school divisions will tell you that those decisions are made closer to the start of the year. Again, looking at the numbers of children, balancing that out. So if you are going, if your child is still going to a program that is half day, then you should find that out later in the summer.
And what about if a child qualifies for extended day kindergarten? How do parents know if their school might offer that? Or
so that is done on an individual school basis. Some of the schools, again, have a full day kindergarten program. Some of them don't. And it just really right now, they're all working towards getting a full day program. But we still have two cities that have some half day programs. And so if you contact the individual schools, they can give you more information on that.
And where can parents find information about what school supplies their child will need?
The schools will usually provide a list upon registration. A lot of times some of the local stores will have those as well. But you can look when you go and register at the school, they'll give you some information about those things. And actually, school supplies are a really great thing to talk about. And you know, I know there's a lot of school supply drives that happen for parents that maybe need some help with getting school supplies. But really, school supplies are a really big thing for kids to think about getting ready. Here's the stuff I need. Mm-hmm. I think it really sends a message about that school's an important thing. And here's what you're going to need. And it just really helps the child gear up for kindergarten, which is really an important piece, too. Because for some children, there's some anxiety about going to kindergarten. Yeah. There's some worry. I don't really know. I'm going to a new place, a little out of my comfort zone. And so thinking about ways to help those. But, you know, even if you, start thinking about, a lunchbox or a backpack or whatever, those supplies are really important for the child.
I always look forward to back to school shopping. Absolutely. The supplies were my favorite part.
Yes.
What else should parents know about getting their children ready for kindergarten?
So, a lot of times, the bottom line is that children go to kindergarten when they're five. So mm-hmm. they're, ready or not, here they come. But thinking about helping them make sure they know their name and address, especially if they're going to be riding the school bus. Sometimes the child can be really nervous about how's the bus going to know. That's something that you could reassure your child with. Well, you can tell the driver your address and she knows where she or he are going to know where you live. But being able to know their name and address is important. Following some simple directions is important. They don't need to follow a 6-step direction, but they need to be able to listen to other adults and follow some simple directions. Handling their bathroom needs is always a good thing to focus on before they get to school. Thinking about zippers and snaps and belts on pants and things.
Yeah.
Helping them to be able to do those things just because it makes them feel more confident and ready. And then again, they're in a classroom with a lot of children. And if the teacher is helping the other children, sometimes it's hard to get to those bathroom needs. And we don't want to have accidents.
Yeah.
It does happen, but we'd like to avoid those. Another important thing is for children to really be able to voice their needs, to say, I need to use the restroom, or, I didn't get that paper, or can I get some crayons? A lot of times children are really shy and they don't necessarily advocate for themselves or are able to speak up. And mm-hmm. so helping your child be confident to be able to voice their needs is important, especially with things like the lunchroom. If they didn't get their lunch or they're having trouble in the lunchroom getting their lunch, it's important that they be able to say, I need help, or I didn't get my lunch, or something like that.
And what should parents of, babies and children under five do with their children to make sure that they're ready for that big day when kindergarten comes?
Right. Well, and that is such a good point because, as I said earlier, minus 9 to 5 is really about children getting ready for kindergarten from the time the mom is pregnant with them. And so there's so many things that parents can do, talking to your baby, reading to your baby, playing little simple games. Language and conversations are one of the biggest things that we can do to help children learn and develop the language skills that they need. Limit screen time. That's another big thing that we've heard a lot of stuff about mm-hmm. lately. And the research is really clear that children should be interacted with and they shouldn't be interacting with the screens. There is, you know, sometimes there's a time and a place, but limiting that, you know, having them around other children is really important too.
So would you recommend like a preschool program to help them?
A preschool program could be helpful. I mean, there's many different options. You know, some parents choose to send their children to preschool, like a half day preschool, or some children parents choose to send their children to full day childcare. Mm-hmm. If they work, there are family day homes, there's center based care. You know, sometimes it can be as simple as a play group or, you know, connecting with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, children who are in childcare obviously are around children a lot of the time. And so they're getting that social piece. But, you know, really thinking about what your child's development is really important as you, whether, you know, whatever situation you're in, whether you're at home with them or whether they're in childcare, whether, you know, they're in a half day program. But, you know, those are really important things. And the research shows that children who enter kindergarten behind, who are not ready, who don't have the skills that they need to be successful, statistically don't really catch up. And it's hard to think about a child entering kindergarten already behind and not catching up. So we want to, you know, one of the big things that Minus 9 to 5 works on is making sure that all of our children in Southampton Roads are enter school ready to learn.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today in regards to Minus 9 to 5 or even this campaign?
Sure. So the big message would be the countdown to kindergarten is on. Register now. and again, more information can be found at ReadySetRegisterHR.org. But just about Minus 9 to 5, we have, it's a very robust initiative. We have about 160 stakeholders that meet monthly across a steering committee and 6 working groups. And we always invite community members, organizations. We, right now, with the 160 folks that are on our working groups and steering committee, they represent over 100 organizations across Southampton Roads. We also encourage parents and families. We're working on a family event on May 8th to bring parents in to get their perspectives and have them be part of the conversation. So, you know, we really, if anybody's interested in learning more about Minus 9 to 5, our the overall website is minus9to5.org.
Okay.
And that's spelled out with the minus and then the number 9, TO5.org. And, you know, you can contact myself or our assistant director through the website and, you know, we can give you more information. There's parenting resources. It talks about the different work of the working groups. You know, we just are trying to coordinate information and send it out so that parents have easier access to the information they need.
And you mentioned this is just Southside.
Right. So the kindergarten registration is for, you know, across the state. It's time to register. But Minus 9 to 5 serves the we work on the 5 Southside cities. So Chesapeake, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Virginia Beach and Suffolk. You know, we do coordinate with Smart Beginnings Virginia Peninsula on a couple of different things. But Minus 9 to 5 really focuses on those Southside areas.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about this campaign and, you know, Minus 9 to 5. You could get more information by visiting our Facebook page at Z104Fans. I've put the link up there for everybody to check out, make it easier for you to find. Thank you, Jan, for coming in today and talking about this.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share.